I've been going and going and going and doing. I've had a long summer of just outreach and ministry, and I've found myself just fatigue in my soul, fatigue physically, mentally, emotionally. And the Lord made me revisit something that he had given me a while back, which has to do with joy leaking out, a joy leakage where joy is being leaked out while serving. I want to look at 1 Peter 4:11. It says, if anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. And if anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him, to Jesus alone, be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. We must do everything that we do, and do it as unto the Lord. Colossians 3:23-24 says this: whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Man, I've been doing that. As working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. So Jesus spoke to me, and I'm going to be transparent with you about some of the things that he said. He said this: it is about me, Jesus. It's about Jesus drawing others to himself through my acts of kindness. The kindness of the Lord lead others to repentance. So then he says this: I need you to gain a keen gaze upon me. Listen to my voice and do not become sidetracked by the enemy. You trust me. Walk with me. Start when I start and end when I end. Do not keep going beyond what I've revealed to you. For when you do this, you fall into discouragement, despair, disorientation, for you cannot see the way to go. And you begin to ask for wisdom on the next steps, and I've not even told you to move. I am, and therefore you must just be. Be still, be quiet, be listening, be praying, and be mindful of my bountiful peace that I give. Be resting. And then when I stir you and speak, then you must be ready to move at my command. I am always working. Yes, even while you're resting, remember, I do not miss a thing. So if you trust me and obey my voice, you won't miss a thing. Don't waste time by going beyond my ending point, which I've revealed. Don't waste time by going beyond the ending point of the journey for today, for you. I say this, for you can never reach the end of me. You can never reach the end of Jesus. Remember, you only get a glimpse of a footprint. As one author described, the mountains being as such, a footprint. Do not harden your hearts, but obey my instruction. Don't harden your heart. Remember to rest. Remember to rest in me. Do not harden your heart. Obey my instructions, for there is joy in serving when you serve with the strength that God provides. So our joy is lost in serving when we keep trying to serve in and of ourselves. The song "I give myself away so you can use me" is not a song that says I will expend all of me and sacrifice my soul, my health, my mind, etc., to be used by God. It is a song that alludes to being empty of self, self acts, flesh doings, doing things in your own strength, being totally empty of you, empty of your own motives, empty of your own desires, and empty of your own branding, empty of flesh, leaving an empty container that is ready to be filled with dunamis power, the Holy Spirit, filled up to the brim with Jesus. Your container being filled with Jesus draws men, for that is having a container filled with love, hope, and healing. So as you go forth and serve, you must stay connected to the vine. John 15 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will bear much fruit. We produce fruit, good fruit, as we abide in the vine. Stay connected to the vine so that you can know when and where and how. He will let you know when it's time for a pause and rest for soul maintenance, soul care. It's kind of like the car that is tuned up on a regular basis and is always maintained and ready for travel when it's time. Jesus tells us all that is needed and when it's needed, but we must abide, remain, stay tuned in to him so that we can know when to get our souls tuned up, so we can know when to get our oils changed. I think when the oil is changed in terms of a vehicle, the old oil is drained out because it's dirty, it's filthy. The oil change process. This is from my hubby. He tells me the old oil is drained and replaced with unused oil. Over time, the oil becomes dirty and loses its viscosity. The oil, it is a lubricant that can withstand the temperatures produced in the engine. The heat, along with the constant friction of the moving parts within the engine, is what causes the oil to become dirty as it's working. Viscosity of oil in car engines, this is per Google. It refers to how easily the oil pours at a specified temperature. Thin oils have lower viscosity and pour more easily at low temperatures than thicker oils that have a higher viscosity. Thin oils reduce the friction in engines and help engines start quickly during cold weather. So then it is joy. Can we compare it to viscosity possibly? I would think of it like this. The low viscosity is like joy as you serve. The high viscosity is equivalent to low or no joy while serving. Joy, like the thin oils, reduce the frictions on the heart, and it enables the zeal of the Lord to flow and bring glory to the Father. Without joy while serving, no glory can be seen. And without a lower viscosity, you know, the thin oil, the friction will cause the engine of the car to fail. So failure in both instances is wasted effort and time. Failure in serving without joy produces no glory to the Father. Whenever you go beyond the ending of God's work, you will quickly lose joy. Joy in serving prevents the soul from becoming damaged from frustrations and the hiccups that come along the way. Often we will do just that one more thing. That's me. I just got that one more thing. If I can get this done, just that one more thing, because we want to finish the project, the item, the whatever it is that God for sure initially drew us into serving with him on. We know that if we can just push beyond the fatigue, but for a moment, then this will eliminate, in our minds at least, in the flesh thinking, this will eliminate the headaches of tomorrow. Now we have begun to not trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and we are now relying upon our own understanding and rationalization. But I just got to finish this one more thing, though. So we say. The enemy will use us, however, he can, to trip us up and make our joy leak out. We say, Jesus gave me joy. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. But listen, we can surely give our joy away by disobeying and pushing and doing. In the name of Jesus, let's spiritualize it. In the name of Jesus, beyond what Jesus is saying to do for that moment. I keep hearing this one thing over and over in my head as I serve, as I go on any given day. Hey, I need you to stop when I say stop. Start when I say start. The journey ahead is long and hard. You need to rest a while. 1 Kings in chapter 19, we see Elijah fatigued. It says this in verses 4 through 5. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I've had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. Now, the backdrop of this is that Elijah, he's been doing a lot of work and dealt with the false prophets, and now he's running from Jezebel. Okay. But listen, you talk about losing joy while serving God. I don't want us to be hard on Elijah. For we have been where he is, if we've been engaged in any form of kingdom work. You may say, well, Elijah had direct contact with God. Well, so do we. We have him, his spirit living within us. So let's not be too hard on his stage of depression and fatigue. His soul is depleted both spiritually and physically. Spiritually from being God's vessel and handling the false prophets and false gods in chapter 18. And then Elijah was physically fatigued due to the running from Jezebel. So fully fatigued, body, soul, spirit, mind. And it's here at this point where the Lord speaks and says what I absolutely love. See, we don't have a taskmaster, a beatdown. God loves us. Jesus loves us. He says what I absolutely love. Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. Elijah, I know you're tired, and I know that you cannot see any light or hope right now. I'm not asking you to see anything at this point. All I'm asking you to do at this point is take a pause and breathe and eat. Yes, eat that physical food, but you better make sure you are digesting the spiritual food, because it is the thing that will carry you through those challenging seasons. When you can't go another step, the Spirit of God will bring back to remembrance the living Word of God, and it cuts through the darkness with a madness, piercing every part of the soul, and the light begins to shine forth so that you're able to see. You see hope that never left in the first place, for hope never disappoints, never fails. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is hope. So then it is during those seasons that the Word such as this comes forth. But we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Romans 5:3-5. Don't wallow in the depression and the fear and the fatigue. We must get nourishment for our souls as well as our physical bodies. Rest, refresh, renew, for there is yet more work to do. With joy, get your oil changed by Jesus. But really, essentially, you're getting, again, all of you drained out and being filled with nothing but God, Jesus, His Spirit. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. A quote that I love by Christine Kane, it says, if we do not learn to labor from a place of rest, we will burn out, fizzle out, and wear out. And just in case you've reached that point of where you're feeling like you are burnt out, worn out, depleted, let me tell you that waiting well upon the Lord, waiting quietly in His presence, will restore the soul. There's a song that says, hide me now under your wings, cover me within your mighty hands. See, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty God. So you and I, we must dwell with the Lord in order to be able to soar above the storms of life, in order to be able to soar in this task or this project or this ministry that He's called us to. Find rest, my soul, in Christ alone, and know His power in quietness and trust. That's another line of that song. It says, when the oceans rise and thunders roar, and fear tries to peck out at me or peck out at you as a hawk would, I'll just soar higher with Jesus and allow the fear to be choked out due to the heights of soaring with Jesus. You and I cannot stay down in that lower plane looking at this thing, the storms, the struggles, or even ministry as we serve from an earthly view of what may or may not happen. We must wait. Waiting on God quietly allows His Holy Spirit to drain out our anxieties, and it drains out the stress from the soul, and it infuses us with His power and wisdom and strength. And we need to do this daily, waiting on God quietly. Wait in quietness. Wait in a restful state so that you can truly know your next step, and so that you can show your respect and adoration for a holy God. See, you're not going to have the energy to soar with God above the storm if you have not settled in well in Jesus, resting in quiet trust and faith. Settle in. Slow down and just settle in and just rest. Unload every burden. Unload every stress, every frustration, every soul injury that you may have encountered on the previous day. You won't have the energy nor the endurance to soar, because if you choose to continue doing it on your own, doing it in your own strength, you can't soar. So then, give yourself permission. Give yourself grace. Love yourself well by just saying it is okay to stop the doing and just rest in Jesus. Isaiah 40,
Verse 27 through 31 says this: Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases their strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait on the Lord. Unload every burden. He said, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, heavy burden, carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. It is okay. It is okay to wait and be still. Honor God by waiting for him. Psalms 40 verses 1 through 3 says this: I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and he heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Sit and simply wait and just rest a little while. Eat of him. Taste and see that the Lord is truly good, and blessed is the man who trusts in him. Father in heaven, we thank you, God, that you are the one who gives us strength, who heals our bodies, our minds, our souls, and you restore us. We thank you for the privilege to be a part of the kingdom work that you've called us to. We don't want to dishonor your name by going beyond what you've said do on any given day. So we ask, first off, Lord, that you would forgive us, Lord, where we've continued working and not resting. You've commanded us to rest. It wasn't a suggestion. You've said, rest, take a Sabbath rest, and you demonstrated it for us. Although you don't need rest because you don't sleep nor slumber. So right now, Lord, we ask that you would wash over us and forgive us and help us to fully trust in you and not lean into our own understanding. Help us to allow our souls to be restored, refreshed, and renewed so that we are radiant as we go forth serving in your kingdom, operating as your kingdom citizens. Help us to act as if everything relies fully upon you and not upon us. Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. We thank you for resting upon us this day. Amen.